KGO 810.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go. And we're wrapping up our conversation about the debate. And we're moving on with the late night, late show wrap up on KGO 810. And we have some information about Hillary Clinton.
We did promise Hillary Clinton's tweet. Candidates on stage talk tough, but they won't even support legislation preventing suspected terrorists from getting guns. Yeah, Hills.
You know what? Nobody can touch her on international policy and military might.
Yeah, I'm surprised she even tweeted that out tonight because I don't really think she has to.
Well, the beauty of a tweet is that you can tweet it and there's no reporter there to ask you a follow-up question.
That's true. Yeah.
Now, they might tweet you, but it's not like being in front of a camera.
The reporter can do it on the Twitter.
What I meant was being in front of a microphone.
Right, exactly. Somebody was calling and yelling at us saying, you know,
read the whole thing and see if she did.
Why are you not talking about Bernie Sanders?
Well,
Bernie didn't tweet anything, nor did he say anything. He's not speaking today. That's okay. Again, it's an interesting thing that's a dynamic that's going on, even in my own head. I just... one of the callers earlier in the hour said that she was a Democrat, but she's courting the Republican vote now and, yada, yada, yada. And I can see where she's coming from with that. There's just, I don't feel any excitement with Hillary at all. I guess I'll vote for her.
You know why you don't? When we get closer to Election Day, things are going to change. Right now, listen to me. There's a lot of excitement right now because the Republican Party is entertaining. Donald Trump is entertaining. Hillary Clinton has been down this road before. She hit a wall during the campaign with Barack Obama, and then of course Barack Obama was a factor. There's going to be plenty of opportunity for her to talk about things. There are going to be plenty of opportunities where she's going to have to respond when it comes to tough issues.
To Donald Trump, I suppose.
Well, I mean, but mostly reporters, mostly the establishment. There are a lot of reporters out there, a lot of pundits that will ask a lot of questions. There will be debates, and Donald Trump will answer questions. I think Hillary has already shown that she's considerably more poised going through this election experience than she was the last time around. And really, on paper, she's got more experience by leaps and bounds than anybody in this election. And she understands international policy. She understands the military. I mean, in some ways, who else would you want in that position? If not her, someone like her.
808-0810 is the number. And to the phones we go. They're ringing. Let's see who we have first. Good evening. And we have, let's take a look.
Jake and Eureka.
Jake and Eureka.
Hi. Hey, I'd just like to ask for your opinion about which Republican candidates are most likely to drop out before the Iowa caucuses.
Well, who would you like to see drop out? I mean, we were talking.
Oh, Lindsey Graham,
right.
Joe Pataki.
What are they doing?
Well, 10 of them, please.
I must tell you, we were talking about this with all people, Marty Nemko, but last night, 808-0810. Who should be dropping out? What we kind of came up with is, at this point, why not stay in it? Because do you want to be Rick Perry? Do you want to be Bobby Jindal? Do you want to be one of those guys who dropped out at this point? So I would say Kasich and who else is not showing up?
Well,
Rand Paul.
Well, Jeb Bush is always going to have money. I mean, the money is going to dictate who stays in this race and who bows out.
Well, but back to what we were talking about last night, why not, if you can stay in at this point, for your own personal career? I mean, you find yourself branding yourself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at
Lindsey. But what is a brand worth? God, that's a lot of money.
I know. Well, you have Lindsey Graham, Mike Huckabee, Kasich, Santorum, and Rand Paul all polling at about 1%. So why bother? But you have to wonder. I guess it's they don't want to, tag themselves with loser and check out.
Wow.
Well, the money's a huge factor. And, I had a conversation with a prominent Washington politician. And if I'd mentioned his name, you'd know exactly who he was. And we were talking about the presidential race and some of the obscure candidates, if you will, of the time. And he said, You know, the thing about those people is that they believe, they firmly believe that they have the stuff and they can be elected president, even when it was painfully obvious to everyone around them, including me, that there was a snowball's chance in hell of them, you know, becoming, you know, the next president of the United States.
Right.
You know, some of these people are so incredibly arrogant and egotistical that they believe that they can make it to the White House. And I think the one thing that stops them is the money, is the backing. I mean, you saw money was pulled from, was it Paul Ryan out of Wisconsin?
Yes.
The money was pulled from him and he bowed out of the race.
That's exactly why he backed out.
Yeah.
That he actually had a good reason. Rick Perry, I think there was money there. Scott Walker, as you mentioned, yeah, I think so. Bobby Jindal, I don't know what, I don't think there was a lot of money there.
Right. Not Paul Ryan, you're right.
Okay, let's go to the phones, 808-0810, and we go to?
Rob in San Ramon,
you're on KGO.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just wanted to say that I'm a conservative and I would never vote for Ted Cruz. I think he's a snake and a big phony. One thing that hasn't been pointed out is that his wife is a Goldman Sachs employee. Imagine the first lady of the United States, a Wall Street Goldman Sachs employee.
Wow.
Didn't know that. And by the way, he represents the religious right along with Lindsey Graham. And I'm trying to, well, Santorum. Yeah.
He represents Goldman Sachs. And you know, if people really knew, they wouldn't pay him any attention or even bother.
Well, and they'll find out.
That's hilarious. I did not know that.
If a Trump-Cruz ticket materializes, that will come forward.
All right, let's take
Cruz
another
Cruz rails against crony capitalism. Praises wife's Goldman Sachs career, a headline from last March. We've got Richard in L.A. on line one.
Richard, good evening. You're on KGO. Richard, let's see here. I think I have to punch him up. Okay, Richard, good evening. Well, I think we might have dropped.
Oh, he's in L.A. He's on the freeway. It didn't happen.
Well, he's still kind of there, sort of.
He's got an iPhone.
Can you
won't work.
Please put him on hold because I can't do it. Okay. All right.
Try it now.
Okay. All right. It's a mess. We're going to take a break. 808-0810. We'll continue with the good news coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO-810.
KGO-810, setting you up with some last-minute stocking stuffers with tickets into the Who's Hits 50 North American Tour 2016. Coming to Oracle Arena on Thursday, May 19th. Listen to the KGO Afternoon News with Brett Burkhart and Nicky Maduro every day at 5:30 p.m. For the secret keyword, you need to text to 35253 and automatically get in to win a pair of tickets to the show. Get ready for an amazing night of rock and roll, courtesy of our friends at AEG and KG Ho 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 810. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Adele live in New York City last night. Amazing. So she was live at Radio City Music Hall last night, and she sold another 728,000 copies of 25 in just its third week of release, which means she has now sold pushing 5.5 million copies of that entire album. That entire album in just 21 days. So
crazy.
Yeah, and
tickets
night,
for Adele locally go on sale Thursday. Look it up.
Right. Okay. And then last night, just to show what an amazing performer she is, she was actually brought to tears by a standing ovation when she did her song, When We Were Young. Check this out.
Let me go.
like a movie. It was just like a song when we were young.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm glad you like it. Oh, I'm so relieved. I've honestly missed you all so much. And I know I've been quiet. I just wanted to come back and surprise you. I didn't want to tell you anything because I wanted to be a surprise. Oh, I thought I did quite well though, not crying until now. I think I've done quite well. Oh, God, thank you so much for coming. I feel like this is the start now. And I've really been looking forward to it. And we've been planning it for months. And,
It's really moving. I mean, it really was an amazing special. If you didn't see it, hopefully you DVR'd it or they'll run it again. You can watch it. She's just, you know, it's one of those things, and there's a lot of singers that can do this, but she's the biggest, I guess, in the world right now, where you it's like angelic. There's the voice, and then there's her.
It's so interesting in the song where she's like, hello, stunning. From the other side, which I always think of as being ghostly, like somebody contacting you after they've passed, which is really a beautiful thing. Yeah, and this amazing voice. And then she's just so normal and charming, like, thank you. I'm so glad it went quite well.
Is that the person who just sang that? Right. Yeah.
You're the biggest star in the world. And you're sounding all kinds of flustered and going, really? Did you like it? You know.
Okay. Speaking of flustered, we've been talking about this. J.J. Abrams probably a little bit flustered last night. And still I don't hear a whole lot of chatter was the celebrity premiere of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And we've got three more days until the mere mortals,
at least the regular
reviewers
get to see it. Yeah,
yes,
that
exactly.
was all Hollywood last night, right?
Yeah, it was. And they're not really talking about it. But the official premiere of Star Wars, The Force Awakens, was in Los Angeles last night. And once again, Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia could not censor herself.
That was awesome.
You got to love it. I'm going to play, but I'm going to tell you a story, too. I think we've just figured out why Harrison Ford's so laid back all the time. He's, I guess, allegedly, according to her, a massive pothead. In an interview with USA Today yesterday, Carrie Fisher says that when the original cast was approached to do the new Star Wars movie, she and Harrison had a talk, and she didn't jump on the idea right away. She says, quote, well, there is no automatic yes in Harrison's body unless it's for food or marijuana. And I'm not sure about the food thing either. And then there was this, where she was swearing twice during a live interview. Take a listen. This is fun.
What about you? What research did you do?
I asked the early young Carrie Fisher what it would be like 48 years later. Oh, wait, it's 40.
What did that young woman say?
She's not speaking to me. She was very busy and
partying
and making sure that I would look like later.
She had her mouth.
So, and I don't mean by I mean not as good as in the other sense.
By you mean feces.
What is that?
That's so funny because, we were here and they were watching it in L.A. and I got home and I was able to catch that on the internet and it was like, wow.
And she's the exact opposite of Adele, where she's composed on film but becomes unhinged. It's like, what is that? What is that all about? By the way, Disney spent $4 billion with a B buying Star Wars from George Lucas. Boy, has that guy got it made or what? So they really need it to start paying off immediately. Sources say The Force Awakens has to make at least $1.5 billion to be considered a hit. That's a lot. I think it'll hit it, but I think they'll hit it, yeah. Of course,
the pre-sales already, right? Well,
I don't know where they're at, but they're big. Of course, there are early estimates that it could turn $2.7 billion profit, so they might not have anything to worry about. But as I mentioned last night on 60 Minutes, Steven Spielberg said that director J.J. Abrams is sweating bullets right now. And who wouldn't be? It's a big deal. Like J.J. Abrams said, it's not just a movie, it's a religion. And his wife is nudging him. No, it's a movie.
A lot of the celebrities that got to see it tonight, you know, tweeted positive responses about it. But maybe that's just a way of saying, yeah, thanks for the tickets.
If they ever want to work for Disney again.
Right.
They better. Okay.
More than 100 million in advance tickets.
Have a great night. The John Batchelor Show is next.
And thanks to our guests.
KGO 810. Whoever they were.
Reginald
there were lots
Dwayne
of
Betts.
Them. Oh, okay.
And Darcy Drollinger. And, what was his name? Darren, right?
I think so.
Well, two of the cast members from Golden Girls.
Ago. Right. Yeah, that was a lot, long time ago.
Golden Girls Christmas episodes now playing in San Francisco.
All right. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO 810.